Now for today's scripture reading.
现在我们一起读今日的经文。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 through chapter 4. Verses
5.
We'll first all read responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese. In English, Jonah chapter 3, verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Jonah a second time.
Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh. Deliver the message I have given you.
This time, Jonah obeyed the Lord's command and went to Nineveh, a city so large that it took 3 days to see it all.
On the day Jonah entered the city, he shouted to the crowd, 40 days from now, Nineveh will be destroyed.
The people of Nineveh believed God's message, and from the greatest to the least, they declared a fast and put on burlap to show their sorrow.
When the king of Nineveh heard that Jonah was saying, he stepped down from his throne and took off his royal robe. He dressed himself in burlap and sat on a heap of ashes.
Then the king and his nobles sent this decree throughout the city. No one, not even the animals from your herds and flocks, may eat or drink anything at all.
People and animal alike must wear garments of faith and give to God. They must turn from their evil ways and stop all their violence.
Who can tell? Perhaps even yet God will change his mind and hold back his fierce anger from destroying us.
When God saw that they have done, how they have put a stop to their evil's way, he changed his mind and did not carry out the destruction he had intended.
This change of plans greatly upset Jonah, and he became very angry.
So he complained to the Lord about, didn't I say before, I left home that rule. And you know that you are merciful and compassionate God, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. You are eager to turn back from destroying people.
Just kill me now, Lord. I'd rather be dead than alive if what I predicted will not happen.
The Lord replied, is it right for you to be angry about it?
Let us read verse 5 together. Then Jonah went out to the east side of the city and made the shelter under as he waited to see what would happen to the city.
耶拿书三章第一节，耶和华的话已至临到约拿说：我命令全大城去向其中的居民宣告我吩咐你的话。约拿便照耶和华的话起来，往尼尼微去。 这尼尼微至极大的城有三日的路程，就算再等四十天，尼尼微必听服你。尼尼微问尊服神，便宣告禁食，从最大的至到至少的都穿麻衣。他就下了宝座，赐下朝服，披着麻布坐在会中。 他有指人偏告尼尼微充城，说王和大臣有令，人不可尝什么牲畜、牛羊不可吃草，也不可喝水。 或者神转意后悔，不发烈怒，使我们不至灭亡。 也未可知。这是约拿大大不悦，且甚发怒，就祷告耶和华说：耶和华，我在本国的时候， 岂不是这样说吗？可知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的罪，所以我急急逃往他施去。耶和华啊，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。他说：你这样发怒合乎你吗？一起到第五节。于是约拿出城，坐在城的东边，在那里为自己搭了一座坛，坐在坛的荫下，要看看那城究竟如何。
God bless the readers and hearers of His word.
就祝福读嘅同埋听佢话语嘅人。
The children may be dismissed to children's worship now.
就可以来下边儿童崇拜。
The title of Reverend Wilson Chang's message, The Seeds of Violence.
题目之今日嘅全讲嘅信息嘅题目系暴力的种子。
Sadly to say, Jonah, the prophet of God, was a racist, a hyper-nationalist.
约拿他其实当我们看的时候，很可惜，他是一个种族主义者，他也是一个好像很国家主义的人。
He didn't want to go to the great city of Nineveh because he knew God was gracious and merciful.
他不想去到这个尼尼微大城，因为他知道神是满有怜悯的。
Even though the Ninevites were the enemies of Israel,
虽然尼尼微人是以色列人的敌人，
Jonah knew God was a gracious God.
约拿他知道神是满有恩典的。
And on the contrary, Jonah wanted doom for the Ninevites.
相反地，约拿他想这个尼尼微是灭亡。
He did not want repentance and faith.
他不想到他们，不希望他们是会悔改相信。
And so from that perspective, in one sense, Jonah was not like Jesus.
咁当我在这样的角度去看的时候，一方面约拿他不是好像耶稣这样。
Because the spirit of Jesus is goodwill towards his enemies.
因为耶稣他的灵是什么？他是对他的敌人是有好意的。
And Jonah was not about to bless the enemies of God.
但是约拿在这里，他就不是说到要怎样去祝福他的敌人。
He didn't want God to shower his grace upon the Gentiles in Nineveh.
约拿他不想神将他的恩典怜悯去临到他们尼尼微人。
And as you just read, God does restore and revive the city of Nineveh.
但当我们曾经看过经文的时候，你看见神去挽回，也都去复兴这个尼尼微城。
As we just read, they do repent and turn from their wicked ways and believe in the living God.
我们看见这些尼尼微人，他们去悔改，他们去回转，他们去相信神。
And what does Jonah do in response?
咁约拿他怎么回应呢？
Verse 5, he goes outside the city and sulks.
在四章的第五节，他讲到他约拿去到城外那里很不高兴。
Now we've already seen in our series on Jonah that this book is all about God's grace.
我们看约拿书的时候，我们知道在当中我们可以看见神满有这个恩典。
Now does Jonah's actions here, sulking outside the city in verse 5 of chapter 4, remind you of anyone in the New Testament?
当我们看约拿在第四章这里，他讲到他在城外那里他很不开心。当你这么看的时候，有没有提醒到你关于新约里面都提过有一个的人呢？
You know, in some sense, there's a parallel between the elder brother in the prodigal son parable, Luke 15, and Jonah.
其实你可以看看在路加福音第十五章那里讲到这个浪子他那个哥哥那个跟约拿其实好像是一个平衡那样。
If you compare the two accounts, there are a lot of parallels. You know, the lesson of the parable, prodigal son, is about grace. Book of Jonah is about grace.
当我们看看 浪子的故事那里是讲到神的恩典，而约拿呢，我们都是看见是神的恩典，在两件事里面有很多的东西都很平衡，我们可以看到的。
The younger brother in the prodigal narrative, he squanders, right, his portion of the father's inheritance.
咁咧喺呢个浪子故事里边睇见咧嗰、那个细佬咧，佢浪费晒父亲俾佢嘅嗰啲嘅财产。
The prodigal goes far away from home and lives a immoral life。
咁佢离家离开屋企，过一个好唔道德嘅生活。
And all the while, the older brother stays put, stays home, and works hard。
而呢个哥哥咧就留喺屋企里边，好努力嘅去工作。
And all the while, the older brother is thinking how superior he is to that black sheep of the family.
咁呢个哥哥一直喺度谂咧，就系话咧，佢喺屋企里边咧系几咁嘅高咧，几咁嘅好咧，同佢个弟弟去相比嘅时候。
And as you know, if you're familiar with the prodigal son narrative of Luke 15, that you know that the brother he thinks he deserves.He deserves all that he's going to get from the father.
咁咧，如果你熟悉路加福音第十五章嘅时候咧，你就会睇见咧呢个哥哥系一直谂咧，就系佢系配得佢爸爸屋企里边嘅一切嘅嘢嘅。
And so what happens when this no good brother comes home?
咁当呢个浪子呢个细佬咧翻嚟屋企嘅时候，有咩事情发生咧
？What happens? The father.Right, puts the ring on the prodigal son's finger, and he throws a party. He kills the fatted calf.
咁咧，当佢翻到嚟嘅时候，佢发觉咧，嗰个爸爸咧将个指环咧戴喺呢个浪子呢个细佬嘅手里边，然后仲为佢咧劏一只肥牛咧嚟到去同佢庆祝开一个大嘅宴会。
And what does the elder brother do?
咁喺呢度嘅时候，个哥哥佢做咗啲乜嘢？
Refuses to go in, sulks outside the home.
佢话咧呢个哥哥咧拒绝嘅去到呢个宴会里边，喺屋企外边嗰度好唔开心。
So my question I'd like to pose to you today in our brief time is this: Why is Jonah sulking? Why is he sitting outside the city gates?
我今日想俾一个问题俾大家谂下嘅就系，点解约拿佢咁唔开心？点解系坐喺呢个城门外咧
？Well, I think the answer perhaps is frightening to us. He wants violence. He wants the wrath of God to come down, give the Ninevites what they deserve.
我想如果我给你这个答案的时候，可能你都会觉得很震惊。在他心里他想的是什么？他就想这个的暴力，他想神的怒气临到这些的离离微人。
And that's the first point, if you don't mind, thank you so much, of the message.
这就是第一点我们所讲的。
Both the wicked and the religious immoral have angry, violent tendencies against others.
就是无论你是一个恶人，或者你是一个觉得你自己一个很有道德的人，或者是你甚至会觉得你在宗教里面很虔诚都好，其实原来在你里面都有这个怒气和有这个暴力的倾向的对其他人。
Can we go back to the parallel between the prodigal son parable and Jonah's story?
那我们去看约拿和这个浪子这个故事里面他们那个平衡。
Both the wicked, again,The elder brother is hard. He's hard worker, right? He stays at home.
我哋睇见咧，呢个哥哥咧系好努力嘅工作，去留喺屋企。
Doesn't go off and squander the father's wealth on immoral living.
咁佢冇咧离家出走咧，去浪费晒佢爸爸嗰啲嘅金钱，过一个唔道德嘅生活。
He's a decent moral person.
咁你睇落去咧，系一个咧好好好有道德嘅人。
Jonah.He's a prophet of God.
约拿佢系神嘅先知。
You could say he's a religious type of person.
咁你可以话咧，佢系一个即系一个好宗教虔诚嘅人。
But did you notice as we, especially as we read chapter 4 verses 1 to 5, how angry he was, how much hate he had, how much of a violent tendency he was displaying?
但系当你睇咧约拿书第四章，首先我哋睇嗰度嘅时候，你又睇见有冇注意到咧喺佢里边，原来咧系有咁多嘅怒气，有咁多嘅仇恨，同埋咧喺佢里边咧有嗰个暴力嘅倾向嘅咧。
I could be wrong, but I think Jonah is outside the city, waiting for violence.
我可能是错误咁嘅猜测嘅，但系约拿佢就系坐喺城门里边去睇下，究竟会有咩事情会要发生。
Obviously, we live in a world full of violence, right?
我哋所身处嘅世界都系满有暴力。
And I don't need to remind you of the turmoil within nations, between nations, between families, between employer and employees, etc.
我不需要提醒你，都可以看见，就算是国与国之间，甚至是屋企里边成屋企嘅成员同屋企嘅成员，或者是其他嘅地方，你都会看见喺当中有好多嘅暴力。
Even children aren't immune to violent behavior。
就算系细路仔喺你当中都有呢个暴力。
You know, I wasn't much of a fighter as a kid.
我细个唔系成日，我细个唔系打好多交嘅啫。
I got my nose bloodied. It's a violent world.
但是呢，我都试过打到流鼻血。
And so, what do we make of that? How do we help resolve that?
我哋究竟可以点样做嚟到去解决呢啲暴力呢？
Is it about religion?
究竟系咪就系同宗教有关呢？
Again, a lot of blame to go around: the moral, the religious, and the irreligious. All.Are violent in nature.
无论你是一个有宗教或者没有宗教的人，在当中其实都是有很多的暴力。
Let me ask you, since Nineveh is like New York City, in fact then in its size, what's the main thinking in New York City today?
其实尼尼微城就好像纽约市，在当时尼尼微是一个很大的城，在一个大的城市里面，人是怎么想的呢？
I guess to put it in a nutshell, it's being pluralistic, being relativistic.
在这个大城市里面，很多时候他们的想法就是很多元化或者是相对化。
Be open-minded, right? Many gods, many ways to God.
他们呢就会说你要想东西要开放一些去到神那里可以有很多不同的途径。
No absolute truth.
没有绝对的真理。
Did you know Rome was full of polytheism?
罗马它是一个泛神论的国家。
And what happened in Rome?
但是在罗马有什么事情发生呢？
Was Rome a place where there was a lot of kindness and humility and people helping one another?
在罗马这个国家里是不是那些人很仁慈，他们彼此的帮助的呢？
No.
不是。
History of Rome is pretty dismal, right?
不是的。
It's about power. Subjugation, right?
在当时罗马呢，他就是讲到的就是权力，哪一个去征服哪一个。
And so we have Nineveh, full of wickedness, full of violence, right? And the prophet of God coming, it all due credit to Jonah, He does listen the second time and goes to Nineveh to preach to the people.
咁尼尼微喺当时咧，亦都系充满晒啲人咧行好多嘅恶事，系好多嘅暴力嘅。咁约拿第二次神当第二次再同佢讲嘅时候，佢就去到呢个尼尼微呢个地方。
And as we know from the text, amazing things happen. There's revival there.
咁咧，你发觉咧，当约拿去到嗰个时咧，有好神奇嘅事情发生，就系啲人去复兴。
But let me ask you, shouldn't that be the apex of a prophet's career?
咁如果当一个先知去睇见咁嘅事情发生嘅时候，呢、这个应该系咪喺佢嘅先知嘅事工里边一个最高峰咧
？Shouldn't Jonah be praising the Lord full of joy?
咁约拿系咪应该当佢睇见呢一复兴嘅时候咧，佢会去赞美神，好开心咧
？Again, historians paint a dark picture here of Nineveh and the people there. They were polytheists. They worshipped many gods and many fish gods.
咁喺呢度咧，其实咧，好多时俾我哋睇见咧，尼尼微其实系一个好黑暗嘅时间里边，佢哋咧系去敬拜好多咧鱼神。
And as we know from the narrative.Jonah had a good fish story, right? He went there and he was in the belly of a fish. And he said he probably told that to others, right? Yet he was rescued.
咁当约拿去到嗰度嘅时候，其实可能咧佢已经有一个好好嘅故事，就系呢个鱼嘅故事话俾你听，即系神点样嘅用条鱼嚟去救佢。
And so his preaching was pretty effective.
咁所以佢嘅传讲咧，应该咧就好有效嘅。
And people were repenting of their wickedness.
咁當時尼尼微人咧，佢哋就喺佢哋嘅惡道嗰度嚟到去悔改。
Again, all this is described as the passage we just read, right? Maybe we should turn to that to just refresh our memories. Thanks so much. If you could turn to, I think verses 5-10 of Jonah 3.
咁咧，當我哋睇咧《約拿書》第三章。5-10 嘅時候，嗰個俾咗我哋一個好大嘅好，即係一個好清楚嘅描述。
Right, the people believed, right? From the greatest to the least, it says, and they declared a fast and put on burlap to show their sorrow.
咁喺度講咧，尼尼微人佢哋信服神嘅時候咧，佢哋就宣告禁食，從最大到到最小嘅咧都穿上麻衣。
If you could skip down, just gonna try to summarize this here. Right, and then the king's order, right, of the people and the animals. Maybe go to down
然後個王咧就下令嗰啲人同埋動物咧，佢哋都要去禁食。
Who can tell? Perhaps even yet God will change His mind and hold back His fierce anger from destroying us.
佢話咧，或者神咧會轉意嘅後悔，唔發怒，使我哋不致滅亡，亦都未可知。
And in verse 10, when God saw what they had done and how they had put a stop to their evil ways, He changed His mind and did not carry out the destruction He had threatened.
第十節嗰度佢就講啦，於是神察看佢哋嘅行為，見佢哋離開惡道，他就後悔，不把所說嘅災禍降與他們。
You see, it's a revival scene.
你喺度睇見一個復興嘅圖畫。
And as we learned in Sunday school about repentance, you know, there's a turning from the wickedness, turning from the waywardness, turning back to God.
咁咧，我哋喺主學嗰度講咧，悔改係咩？就話咧，我哋離開惡道，嚟去回轉歸向神。
There's a change of attitude. There's a change of action.
喺我哋嘅態度，喺我哋嘅行為嗰度，我哋都有一個改變。
Hard hearts are softened.
呢個剛硬嘅心軟化過嚟。
To face the consequences of our wrongdoing.
嚟到去面對我哋所做嘅錯誤。
And there's a turning to knowing and living, knowing the living God.
嚟到去回轉，去認識呢一個永活嘅神。
What's God trying to teach us? What's God trying to teach Jonah here?
喺呢度，神究竟要教訓我，教導我哋一啲咩嘢？教導約拿一啲咩嘢咧？
Well, the lesson that God was trying to teach Jonah and us through him is that God loves to show mercy. We are His people. And we are to, as the prophet says in Micah, do justice, love mercy, walk humbly with our God.
神喺度要话俾我哋听嘅就系话到，神系愿意嘅向我哋嚟到去施呢个怜悯。系圣经佢常常讲到就话神去叫我哋嘅就系话要行公义好怜悯全谦卑嘅心与神同行。
You see that word mercy is very significant because what's implied in the word mercy is no racial, no ethnic, no national barriers can disqualify anyone from coming to the Lord.
喺呢度怜悯呢个字系咩啊？佢就话咧，即系喺我哋当中系冇任何嘅拦阻，无论系种族啊，或者系你系咩国家嘅人嘅拦阻，系叫我哋唔能够去到神嗰个爱嗰度嘅。
And it seems to say in the Bible, the main way God is glorified is when people come to Him, people believe in Him.
喺圣经佢讲到就话，我哋点样可以系荣耀神咧？佢就话，当人嚟到去相信，去回转翻去神，神就得着荣耀。
Or to put it in the words of a famous preacher, it's through the redemption of sinful people that the supreme God chooses to glorify Himself.
或者就系咁讲嘅就系神，佢就系透过人点样嘅去翻去神嗰度嘅时候咧，嚟到系神得着最大嘅荣耀。
He says it is through participation in that redemptive plan that believers themselves most glorify God.
佢讲到佢话，当我哋去参与咗喺神嗰个嘅救赎嘅计划里边，系将人带到翻去神嗰度嘅时候，呢一个就系一个途径，系最能够去荣耀神嘅。
You see, Israel was never intended to just be isolated and to just be the people of God. They were to spread the kingdom.
以色列人唔系净系咧，神话系净系单单系去拯救佢哋嘅，神系要叫佢哋嚟到去传扬呢个
Right? What was the ultimate purpose that God called Abraham in Genesis 12:3, right? It was all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
当神去同亚伯拉罕去呼召亚伯拉罕嘅时候，喺创世纪嘅时候，佢话俾佢听啊，佢讲俾佢听嘅就话，地上嘅万国都要藉着佢嚟到去得福。
So it was never intended the Lord to isolate Israel, to have His soul focus on them.
所以呢个唔系神嘅原意，就系话到咧，就系要将以色列咧去分别出嚟，就佢净系佢先至系去系神嗰个嘅佢所关注嘅中心。
Yet it's to use that chosen and blessed nation Israel to reach all the other nations of the world.
反之咧，系要叫呢一个蒙福嘅以色列人，佢哋能够去去到接触到万国。
So Israel was called to proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day. They were to tell of his God, of God's glory, of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples. That's 1 Chronicles 16.
神嘅用意喺以色列嗰度系以色列人嗰度系咩？就好似喺历代志上嗰去讲到，佢呼召以色列人咧，就佢哋要每一日嘅嚟到去讲到神嗰个福音，论说到神嗰个救恩，同埋要去讲到神嘅荣喺万国当中去传扬神嘅荣耀，同埋传扬佢奇妙嘅作为。
A slide four, please. Like her Messiah, Israel was to be a light to the nations, so that the Lord's salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Isaiah 49:6.
亦都即系好似喺以赛亚书第49章第六节嗰度讲，以色列人佢系要成为万国嘅亮光，而系要将呢个救恩嚟到去传到地极。
And that, of course, is the mission of the church in the New Testament.
咁其实咧，呢个喺新约里边，呢个就系教会佢嗰个嘅使命。
It's to call people to know Christ.
而系要去到去呼召人，叫人哋去认识神。
It's to call them to love, to learn, to live for Christ.
去呼召人嚟到去认识，嚟到去过一个生活，嚟到去系认识耶稣基督嘅。
And sinners are forgiven and transformed from death to life.
以致罪人能够系被饶被宽恕，而佢哋嘅生命可以系由死里边系转为得生。
And God is most glorified through that gracious miracle.
当人系经历呢一个咁奇妙嘅改变嘅时候，神就得着荣耀。
Because God Himself paid the ultimate price to fulfill that goal, that glory.
因为系神，佢其实系付上呢个终极嘅嗰个嘅代价，嚟到去得出呢一个嘅荣耀。
See, what will help our world? What will help solve the violence?
咁究竟我哋点样做可以嚟到去解决呢一个嘅暴力咧
？Because the world says there's nothing wrong with a society that's pluralistic, a society that said there are many ways to God, or there are many gods like polytheism.
因为喺呢个社会里边，佢哋所讲嘅就系一个多元化多元论嘅社会。佢哋会话去到神嗰度可以有唔同嘅途径。
It's okay.You believe what you want, I believe what I want. There's no absolute truth. It's okay.
你信你嘅，我信我嘅，冇绝对嘅真理系冇问题嘅。我哋咁样生活。
If you're a Christian today, you need to refute that. You need to say that's wrong.
如果你系基督徒嘅时候，今日当你听人哋咁讲嘅时候，你就要去反驳，话俾佢哋听呢个咁样系错误嘅。
Because if there's no God, if there's no absolute truth, then reality.By nature is violent.
因为如果是没有神和没有这个绝对真理的时候，这个事实就是我们的本质就是暴力的。
Or to put it another way, pluralism, atheism can't help curb the violence in the world.
或者是这么说的，就是说无论是无神论或者是泛神论都好，这些都不可以来到去制止停止这些的暴力。
See, when you stand up to that,The pluralists will push back.
当你咁样讲嘅时候咧，多元论嘅人，佢哋就会有一个反抗。
And they'll point the finger at the religious and say, "You're the problem with the world."
佢哋好多时就话呢啲有宗教嘅人，其实就系呢个世界嘅问题嘅起端。
And you know, in a sense, because of the story of Jonah and what God is teaching us here, they're right.
咁我哋睇今日約拿呢個故事嘅時候，好似係啱嘅咁樣講法。
Because religion without grace, without grace, moralism without grace leads to violence.
因為冇錯，如果你淨係有宗教或者有道德，而你喺當中係冇恩典嘅時候，可以帶出嚟嘅係暴力。
We know that.
我哋知道
there are many religious people in the world that are violent.
因为喺呢个世界里面有好多咧，佢话咧，佢哋都系一啲嘅宗教嘅人，但系佢哋带出嚟嘅都系暴力。
And so, for us to stand and combat that is to preach the gospel.
所以当我哋如果要企喺度，而我哋要去对抗呢嘢嘅时候，我哋就要去将呢个福音讲出嚟。
You know, polytheism, historic polytheism, believed that reality and universe was essentially violent.
呢一个好多时呢一个多元论他们所讲的或者泛神论他们所讲的就是说到没错这个暴力 是在这里的。
Right, it's just the nature of things, right? The strong eat the weak.
这个是很自然的事因为强的当然就会去侵蚀弱的了。
It's the law of the jungle.
这个就是如果你在一个森林里面的时候这个就是那个定律了。
And we see aspects of that lived out in the world, right?
你会见在这个世界里面呢是这样的事情是发生的。
But according to polytheism, then justice and peace is totally unnatural.
对于他们来讲呢这个公义和平这样东西是 不自然的不是那个的本质。
And therefore no basis for hope for justice since there's no one true lawgiver.
因为对他来讲假如是没有这个真理和没有这个真是一个律法的攀予者的时候对于他们来讲是没有盼望的。
Because if there's no absolute truth, who's to say what's right? Who's to say what's just?
他们会觉得公义是没有盼望的因为他们建基于一些什么东西来去决定哪个讲的才是公义的呢。
And so what's happened is we rely on public opinion. We rely on the majority.
咁所以咧，啲人就會覺得咧，啱對錯係點樣去決定咧？就係究竟公眾嘅意見係點樣，或者大部分人嘅講法係乜嘢啦
？And a majority, at least in this region of the world, is plural, pluralistic.
咁大部分嘅意思嘅人嘅意見係咩？大部分嘅人就係多元論噶啦。
And all this criticism of polytheism is brought up by Augustine in his book City of God.
咁奧古斯丁咧喺佢嗰本書《神的城》嗰度，佢曾經講到一啲多泛神論嘅事情。
And it's Augustine who points to the fact that the proof of polytheism leading to violence is in Rome, looking at the history of Rome.
佢就講到佢話好多時泛神論呢個嘅睇法嘅時候，會帶嚟嘅反之係暴力，就睇翻好似羅馬呢個國家嗰個歷史。
Rome historically wasn't seeking truth, wasn't seeking justice.
罗马佢唔系一个佢哋冇呢个唔系一个嘅城市，佢去追寻嘅系真理或者系公义。
They were about power, subjugation.
佢哋所讲到嘅就系话乜嘢系权力，乜嘢系要去征服彼此嘅征服。
And that's not very different from the common worldview of people today.
其实同今日普通人佢哋嗰个世界观冇乜分别。
Because if you don't believe in God, if you believe this world is all there is, what does that lead to? I need what I need. I need what I want. I will get what I want.
咁因为如果你唔相信神，你系相信呢个世界个观嘅时候，你嘅谂法就系话，我要得到我所要得到嘅，我要得到我需要嘅，我要得到我想嘅。
And as you know, you don't have to be. You can be a child to a senior citizen.This leads to fights. You know that. This leads to fights. This leads to wars. This leads to the fighting over resources in the world.
咁所以咧，无论系大嘅，到系年纪长嘅，你都会发觉咧，我要生存嘅时候，我就系要去为自己嚟到去搏斗去争啦。
A slide six, please. It's interesting to look at that word violence. It's just the word Hamas in.Jonah 3:8, and it doesn't mean just physical cruelty. Most of the time, it means physical cruelty.
咁咧，当我哋睇咧，约拿书第三章第八节，佢嗰度讲到强暴呢个字咧，其实佢呢个字指导嘅唔单止净系话系打交啊，用暴力啊嗰啲嘅强暴。
But there are times where it's just translated wrong. The word wrong.
咁好多時冇錯，佢係講到係去搏鬥啊嗰啲嘅強暴，但係佢亦都有陣時咧，佢有陣時咧都會用到咧講到呢個字就係話到係錯誤。
So the word violence, Hamas, when it's translated wrong in the Bible, it refers to unjust gain, injustices, oppression, unrighteousness.
咁所以咧，當強暴 Hamas 呢個字有陣時喺聖經裏面去翻譯到係講係錯誤嘅時候咧，佢所指導嘅咧就係話到咧，可能喺當就係講到嘅意思就係話咧，一個唔公平嘅去贏得一啲嘅嘢，唔公義壓制，或者咧就係一個唔對。
In other words, Hamas could also mean an aspect of social injustice or the strong hurting the weak, or the rich oppressing the poor.
咁所以咧，呢個強暴嘅字亦都可以指導，就話喺社會裏邊一啲唔公平、唔公義嘅事，或者係嗰啲有強嘅人嚟到去欺壓嗰啲弱嘅富有嘅人嚟到去壓制嗰啲窮人。
So Jonah comes to Nineveh.
咁約拿嚟到嚟。
He preaches in the streets.
咁喺街裏邊嚟到去傳講。
And he says, "I want you to give up your physical cruelty, but also." He might be meaning your social injustices.
咁所以佢當佢講嘅時候，佢就話咧：我希望你哋嘅咧就去停止你哋彼此人同人之間嗰個強暴、嗰個嘅打鬥，亦都佢講到嘅就話係去唔好再有呢一個社會嘅唔公義。
He said, "I want you to give up your evil ways."
佢話：我要你去停止你所行嘅惡道。
I want to give up. I want you to give up your violence and your wrongdoing.
要停止你喺當中你有嘅暴力同埋你所做錯誤嘅事情。
And as we've seen already, the people turn and people repent.
咁喺呢度我哋睇見就係話，呢啲人佢哋就悔改，佢哋就回轉去由佢哋嘅惡道嗰度回轉過嚟。
And so why doesn't the story end there?
咁點解個故事唔係就喺呢度咁樣就完結咧
？Why doesn't Jonah end there？
點解約拿又唔係喺呢度就咁樣嘅？約拿書喺呢度咁樣就完結咧
？Why doesn't say in the text, "Oh, the social workers, the counselors, the ministers, the priests, the rabbis, the government officials were all happy, and that's the end of the story"？
點解唔可以個故事嘅完結就話嚇呢啲社工啊、呢啲輔導者啊、呢啲牧師啊、傳道人啊，佢哋都好開心啦。
There's a danger of being a moralist and religious without God's grace.
当喺你呢、这个以为系净系一个宗教嘅虔诚或者喺道德当中而缺乏神嘅恩典嘅时候咧，喺里边系也系好危险嘅。
That's the lesson. That's why the story continues.
因为喺当中有一个功课我哋要学嘅，所以个故事系延续落去。
There's a danger of turning being a moralist to moralism.
因为咧，如果我哋系由一个好有道德嘅人转到系一个嘅道德主义者嘅时候咧，系喺里边咧系好危险嘅。
You see, moral religious people have a strong tendency to say the reason God loves me is because I'm moral.
呢啲道德主义者去嘅人，佢就话啦，因为我系一个咁好嘅人，所以咧神去爱我。
I obey the truth.
我去遵行呢啲嘅真理。
I'm all right compared to the other people.
我同其他嘅人比，我系好好多。
I'm better than the Ninevites.
我比尼尼微人好一啲。
And there, that shows we don't understand grace.
如果我哋系咁嘅时候，我哋就唔明白恩典系咩啊
？You see, that's the tendency of all of us. Our human hearts, our tendency is to take morality, turn into moralism without God's grace.
咁当我哋冇神嘅恩典嘅时候，好多时我哋又将我哋嘅好行为咧，就变咗咧，就系我哋成为一个道德主义。
We say I am for what I do.
你咧就话咧，我就系一个点嘅人咧，我做啲咩嘢，我就系一个点嘅人啦。
God says totally opposite. He says you are because of my grace. You are because of my grace.
但系神佢话唔系，佢话你系一个点样嘅人咧，系因为我嘅恩典。
You see, it doesn't matter if you're religious or irreligious. You have a sinful nature.
所以无论你系有冇宗教都好，我哋嘅本质都系有罪，都系邪恶有罪嘅。
If you don't mind, if you get chapter 4, verse 5.
我们看一下第四章的第四节。第五节。
This is the end of his prayer.
这个就是约拿他祈祷 的尾声。
And basically, at the end of his prayer, verse 5, he says this, basically.
当他祈完祷的时候。
You gave them another chance, God. You've relented. You held back your wrath. Kill me now. I don't want to live in a universe run by a loving God like you. Kill me now.
基本上，約拿喺個祈禱就好似話：神啊，嗱，你係滿有憐憫嘅，咁你而家咧就後悔咧，你要話要去降呢啲災俾你哋微人。咁如果係咁啊，神啊，你而家就殺咗我啦。
Let me ask you. Let me try to bring this home. Who violently crucified Jesus?
係啲乜嘢人將耶穌釘喺十字架上嘅咧
？Was it the evil, wicked, immoral people of Jesus' day that tortured the Son of God that put him to death?
係咪喺耶穌嗰陣時間嗰啲嘅惡人嗰啲冇道德嗰啲人佢哋嚟到去將耶穌釘喺十字架上咧
？Was it the criminals？
係咪嗰啲罪犯
？Was it the bad people, the poor who crucified the Christ？
係咪嗰啲壞人？係咪嗰啲窮人將耶穌釘喺十字架上咧
？No，
唔係。
Ultimately, it was who？
最終係啲咩人
？The religious
係當時嘅一啲嘅宗教嘅人。
The scribes and the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, the so-called moralists, they put Jesus to death。
嗰啲文士、嗰啲法利賽人、嗰啲話熟悉神嘅人。
Of course, ultimately we did。
最终我哋将耶稣钉喺十字架上
边，
因为耶稣去为到我哋选择钉喺十字架上面。
But the reason I bring this up is because you have to combat your self-righteousness. Otherwise, you won't proclaim, you won't love the way God demands of you.
最终我想讲嘅就话到，我哋其实要系去对付喺我哋里边嗰个嘅自义，以致我哋先至能够去将呢一个福音去同人嚟讲。
And this might be faulty, but here's a simple test for you to see if you struggle with this.
咁呢一个系一个好简单嘅测试，俾我哋知道究竟我哋系一个点样嘅人。
What's the reaction of people who are hardworking and middle class, respectable types? When they go into a bad, poor, dangerous neighborhood, what is their reaction?
咁我想問下你啦，假如係有一啲中等階級嘅人，咁佢哋咧都好好嘅，係好勤力嘅工作。咁當佢去到一啲咧比較差嘅一啲嘅社區去喺當中去行嘅時候，佢哋會點講咧
？What do they say when they look around?
咁当佢哋周围去望呢啲咧比较低下一啲嘅社区嘅时候，佢哋会点讲？佢哋会睇见佢讲咩咧
？You know what our tendency would be? It's a dangerous place.
我哋好容易，我哋会话咧呢一啲嘅社区呢个地方咧系好危险嘅。
The neighborhood will be safer if the criminals are put in prison, if they get religion, if they get reform.
如果咧喺呢一个社区边嗰啲坏人咧，如果佢哋犯罪嗰啲人咧，将佢哋摆喺监里边，如果呢啲人咧，佢哋可以咧改变过嚟，或者佢哋咧信耶稣咧，咁呢个社区咧就会好啲噶啦。
If you have a self-righteous tendency, you'll tend to think you're better. You're better than those dangerous people.
如果我哋系咁样谂，我哋喺心里边有呢一个嘅自义嘅时候咧，我哋会话咧，我哋比呢个社区嗰度嗰啲人咧好啲。
See, again, you have to combat that. How?
当我哋要咁样去谂嘅时候咧，我哋就要去面对我哋嗰个嘅问题啦。点咧
？Well, what's your basis for living?
究竟我哋生活，我哋活着，我哋嗰个基础系建基喺边咧
？Your basis of fundamental must be Jesus, the God-Man, who came for what? To save and to seek the lost.
我哋嗰个生活，我哋嗰个基础应该建基喺度咧，就系建基喺耶稣嗰度。佢就系嗰个嚟到要去寻找失丧嘅人。
He comes to serve us. He comes to serve sinners.
佢话佢嚟到系要服侍罪人。
Slide 7, please. Mark 10:45. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
他说人子来不是要受人的服侍乃是要服侍人并且要将他舍命来到去叫多人来得救
You see, if you base your living on that
假如我们的生命我们的生活是建基在那里的时候
Then there's hope There's hope for change
那我们就有一个盼望是可以得着改变
There's hope for changing your anger There's hope for changing your hatred There's hope to change even violent tendencies.
咁我哋喺当中可以有盼望咧，系可以改变咧我哋嘅怒气，我哋嘅喺我哋里边嘅仇恨，或者系喺我哋里边嗰个嘅暴力嘅倾向。
Because the peace of God is all wrapped up in that verse.
因为神嘅嗰个嘅和好就喺呢一段嘅经文里边，我哋可以睇到。
Here's another test. How do you react? How do you react when someone wrongs you?
另外一个测试就是，当人系去得罪咗你，或者做咗呢个错事，伤害咗你嘅时候，你会点样嘅去回应呢？
You know, when evil's hurled at you, when you're abused,
当你俾人哋去攞便宜，或者系邪恶嘅事临到你嘅时候，
Well, there are two ways that we usually handle that.
咁通常我哋有两个处理嘅方法。
One way God does not allow, that's vengeance.
其中一个方法就系神佢唔容许嘅，就系叫我哋要去报复。
Because only God knows what true justice is.
因为唯有神先知道乜嘢系公义。
We don't know the whole picture, so we can't be vengeful.
因为我哋唔知道整个嘅图画，所以我哋唔可以我哋自己嘅去报复。
We don't know what happened, what's behind all of this.Evil that's hurled at us.
因为喺将呢啲咁嘅邪恶临到我哋唔知道整个嘅邪恶背后系啲咩嘢。
What's the definition of vengeance?
要报复或者系报复嗰个嘅定义系咩咧
？I will crush the wrongdoer. I will pummel the wrongdoer.
就系话到咧，我要将呢个咧犯错嘅呢个人咧嚟到去将佢打低。
The goal of vengeance is not upholding justice.It's not upholding truth.
咁当我哋要去报复嘅时候咧，你个目的咧就唔系话咧要高举正义、高举真理。
It's not to do the right thing for the sake of the world.
你唔系为到呢个世界咧系做一件正确嘅事。
Your goal in vengeance is to hurt the person more than they hurt you.
报复嗰个目的系咩？就系话你要去伤害呢个人，叫你俾佢嘅伤害咧系大过佢伤害你。
Because you're fixed on dealing with your hurt and not thinking about the world, not thinking about justice, not thinking about truth.
因为咧，当你报复嘅时候咧，你净系喺度谂紧咧，就话你要点样嘅嚟到去处理你自己个被伤害，你嘅受伤，而唔系去谂到呢一个嘅世界
and
有啲咩需要。
We're all affected by that in some way, right?
咁我哋好多时咧都会或多或少咧系被咁样嘅去影响到。
Because we got to deal with the hurt, we have to deal with it.
因为我哋要处理我哋嘅受伤。
That's the vengeful way, but there's another way that we do. We sweep it under the rug.
咁当我哋如果系报复嘅时候，我哋就咁样去处理我哋受伤害。但系另外有一啲人，佢哋嘅处理方法就系将呢啲嘢咧拨埋一边。
We just try to get past it。
我哋想让呢啲嘢成为过去。
We say to ourselves, no matter what I do, it's not going to help. It's not going to reverse the hurt.
因为咧，你谂嘅就系话咧，无论我点样做都好咧，我都唔可以咧嚟到去将我受伤嘅嗰个伤口咧嚟到去反转过嚟噶啦。
I won't be able to undo it, so I'm just going to forget about it, avoid it, leave it.
既然唔可以咧将佢还原嘅时候，我就拱埋去一边，我唔理佢啦。
That's not loving.Because that person might harm others for the evil they've hurled at you.
咁咧，我哋咁样做咧，亦都系好冇爱心嘅。因为呢一个做错嘅人，可能咧佢亦都会用同样嘅方法咧嚟到去伤害另外一啲嘅人。
You're not thinking of truth. You're not thinking of justice. You're not thinking of love. If you just want to sweep it under the rug.
咁如你只不将呢啲错嘅嘢咧，你拨埋一边唔去理嘅时候咧，其实你亦都冇谂到喺你里边亦冇谂过爱、公义、公平呢一样嘢。
If you want have nothing to do with a wrongdoer.
如果你对呢啲犯错嘅人，你唔去处理佢哋嘅时候
，You're not thinking what action will help.The world.
你冇谂过就话，究竟我要做一啲乜嘢？我要采取一啲咩嘅行动嚟到去帮助呢一个世界咧
？And that's why God says fight evil with good.
所以神去讲到，佢话我哋要用呢一个善嚟到去与邪恶对抗。
Because how avoiding or just forgetting the evil or the wrong done to you, stop the wrong. How will it stop the wrong?
因为当我们呢说、哎、我们去不理这些邪恶，去忘记它的时候，你不可以制止这些邪恶继续、发生。
You're just being selfish.
你只不过是很自私，你这样做法。
That's why God requires you to confront in love.
所以神需要我们的就是我们要去面对这些邪恶，而我们都要去爱。
Because all we want is the perpetrator to be locked up.Cast out of my life.
我哋好多时我哋想嘅就系话咧，呢啲犯罪嘅人咧，被锁喺个监牢里边，同我哋隔离。
And that's not much different than vengeance.
其实咁样嘅做法同报复亦都冇乜分别。
Because it doesn't help those around you.
因为对于喺我哋四周围嘅人都冇乜帮助。
Let me close by saying this. You know how hard it is to forgive.
我相信你都知道要去饶恕一个人是很难的。
Because forgiveness, as you've heard in other sermons, is paying down a debt.
因为你要去饶恕的时候，你就要去付出这个代价。
Right, to get rid of the hate and the anger you have, you got to pay down the debt.
因为如果你要将在你里面的怒气和里面的仇恨来到去除走的时候，你是要付出那个的、代价。
And you have to do that.Before you confront the wrongdoer,
你要去处理咗呢一啲嘅时候，然后你先可以去到呢一个犯错嘅人嗰度，同佢面对面嘅嚟到去讲。
You see, the avoider refuses to deal with the wrongdoer.
当系一个逃避者咧，佢就会去避开咧，唔去面对同呢一个做错嘅人去讲嘢。
And then there's no forgiveness.
咁喺当中，其实你冇对呢个人有咩任何饶恕。
Because forgiveness is first you deal with the hurt and anger in you.
当你要去饶恕人嘅时候，你首先就要处理咗喺你里边自己嗰个嘅受咗嘅伤害，同埋你里边嗰个嘅憎恨。
And then you confront in love the wrongdoer.
然后你对嗰个犯错嘅人，你去同佢面对面嘅嚟到去讲，同埋去爱佢。
Because you want to see truth and justice.
因为你想在当中你看见那个真理和那个公义。
And you seek the other person to see the truth and the justice.
你也都去寻求的就是这个犯错的人去看见那个真理和那个公义。
And as you know, as a human being, that doesn't always happen, doesn't always be accomplished when you do that.
对于人我们来讲的时候，很多时候我们都做不到。
But that's the only hope and chance you have.
但是这个是我们唯一有的盼望和机会。
And that's the way to trust and follow God.
这个也是去信靠神的方法。
We've been given the gospel. That should help us to be able to forgive.
神将福音俾咗我哋，以致我哋可以有咩能力嚟到去饶恕人。
And that's why it's helpful for us to see and to revisit again and again stories like Jonah's.
所以当我哋一次一次嚟到睇约拿嘅故事咧，对我嚟讲系有呢个帮助。
Because you really see the gospel at the heart of the story.
因为你咁嘅时候，你就可以喺呢个故事里边睇见嗰个福音嘅中心。
That is God, who's full of grace, full of mercy.
神就是满有恩典，满有怜悯。
And when we repent and believe, He embraces us.
当我们去悔改和去相信的时候，神就会 去领受，去接受我们。
And when we're wayward like Jonah, God runs and chases after us again and again and again.
当我们好像约拿那样去远离神的时候，神会是一次又一次又一次的来到去追寻我们。
That's the gospel, right?
这个就是福音。
God will never leave you nor forsake you.
神永远不会去离弃我们。
He'll shower you with your grace and his mercy as long as you embrace him, embrace what he has done for you.
当我们去领受神为我们所做的时候，神会去将他的恩典和怜悯去临到我们。
And in a nutshell, what has God done for you?
当我们这样看的时候，你看不看到神在我们身上做了什么呢？
Jesus lived the life you ought to have lived.
耶稣为我们过一个我们所过不到的生活。
And dies the death that you ought to have died to pay pay your penalty.
他为我们去死，这个死本应是我们要去接受的。
And he gives it to you by faith.
他将这个生命给我们。
Faith,
只要我们相信他。
The person and work of Jesus Christ.
只要我们相信耶稣基督，和他为我们所成就的。
Father, we know that there's so much packed into the story of Jonah.
神啊，当我们看约拿的故事的时候，在里面我们看见很多的真理。
And Lord, you can have several sermon series on this book.
我们知道呢，我们可以用几个的讲道来到去讲到约拿书。
And I pray, Lord, today that we at least get a glimpse of the problem that we have within us and around us.
神啊，让我们都去至得限度睇见，究竟在我们身上面和我们四周围有些什么问题。
I pray that we would see the problem and be part of the solution.
主啊，当我们去睇见这些问题，求神你都帮助我们成为这些问题的解决者。
For certainly, we do live in a violent world.
神没错，我们都在一个很暴力的世界里面来到去生活。
Which is full of hate, full of anger.
充满这个仇恨，充满这个的怒气。
And Lord, we pray that your gospel and your people will face evil and give them your truth.
神啊，你愿意你的子民，你的教会，他们能够去面对这个人，将这个真理来到去活出来。
And so we pray for faith and boldness and love.
神啊，你祈求你给我们有信心，有这个爱，同埋有这个勇气。
That you will be, enable us to be part of that healing.
帮助我们在这个的医治的过程里面。
And we pray that for your glory and your honor.
我们奉你的奉主耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen.